This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. It's back to the drawing board for the Sonoma County landfill. County supervisors yesterday turned down a complex 20-year deal to turn the troubled facility over to an Arizona-based private corporation. The proposed divestiture agreement had been negotiated over the past 2.5 years and required a 4/5 vote of the board for ratification. But it was rejected by the two newest supervisors, Shirley Zane and, with a decisive vote, Efren Carrillo.
We were stuck with a hard decision and a worse decision. But at this point, we've made a decision as a board. We need to be thinking long-term here, and there's an opportunity here to carry on with the momentum that we hear from the community that they're looking for green alternatives. We're trying to find a long-term solution here on how to deal with our waste, and I think there's partners out there to work on this.
The 3-2 vote followed another round of public criticism of the divestiture proposal. All 17 speakers, among them elected officials from 4 local cities, opposed the deal. Windsor Town Council member Deborah Fudge was one of several who faulted the county for not reaching out to include other affected parties earlier in the process.
A lot of information wasn't shared with us because there were closed sessions at the county, and so we have not had the opportunity yet to have discussions as councils, and that is part of the problem. But now we will.
Although it has not been officially shut down and sealed off, the 400-acre dump west of Cotati has not been accepting new loads of trash for the past 4 years. After a small leak in the landfill liner was detected and repaired, an incident that put the county at odds with state water quality regulators. The proposed deal with Republic Services of Phoenix would have empowered them to try to negotiate a new permit from the state, something the California Integrated Waste Management Board appeared to endorse. A terse letter from the agency, dated last week but made public Monday, said bluntly, quote, "The divestiture must proceed this year or the site must close," unquote. Supervisor Paul Kelly, who said he considered the divestiture the environmentally superior alternative, was not pleased as he considered what will need to happen next, including the continuation of trucking local garbage out of county every day.
We got to close the landfill. It's going to cost a significant amount of money. At least our initial look is $11 million that we don't have. We're also going to have to figure out what to do about our current outhaul contract that expires in August. We're going to be beholden to the bids wherever they come in, which may cost us a lot more money.
Numerous observers in the crowd that nearly filled the supervisors' chambers as they weighed the issue yesterday morning saw the state's letter as a political manipulation. Ken Wells, the county's former manager of the landfill, believes a sincere and coordinated effort could change things.
All along this process, it's been the county quietly asking the Waste Board for some time, and in no cases did we ever show that there was a community effort here. And I think if we can show that now, it makes a big difference.
But it is clear that a new plan will be needed quickly. Ann Hancock, director of the Climate Protection Campaign, offered a 3-step suggestion to get that process rolling.
The formation of a Blue Ribbon Committee to forge a positive future for our solid waste stream, to go out for competitive bids to get some of the services that we need to have handled that were in the contract with Republic. And then the third thing is to start immediately dealing with the regulators.
The board is expected to provide county staff with some new directives on the waste issue at their weekly meeting next Tuesday. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.